The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's. That's right. Dr. Dave. Did I say doctor? Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a time to laugh. And many of you can use that. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We pray, we hope, before this show is over. That'd be phenomenal. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Like I said before, Whataburger said no. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. Boy, if there is a key to the show, this is it. If there is something you need to know about this radio show, here it is, this next line. This will tell you everything you need to know. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right here. And I'm going to ask a question that I have a problem with and that many of you have a problem with. Some of you do a much better job than me and others around you. But still, it applies to everybody in every area. Here's the question. Which area in our lives do we need to stop trying to control? Which area in our lives do we need to stop trying to control? Which ones need to be fully submitted to the Lord? Wow. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. You know what you can do today that you couldn't do yesterday? Why, you can give us a call. That's right, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like feeling confident that you have done your very best.
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. As I look around, I do understand we actually have a phone system that works. Is that correct?
Yes, we have a phone that works, and we are currently recording the show.
And
so
we are recording.
Back to normal for the
wow.
most part.
Wow. I don't know what normal is, but I will go with that because it sounds like fun. Good job there, you and Jennifer. And I know that that was lots of fun for you guys yesterday.
Oh, yes. It was a very normal day yesterday. Definitely not crazy.
A little crazy. But then the Lord always uses those things. And then I got some extra teaching in. And I think some of the people got a chance to really hear some gospel proclamation, and that's good for people to hear. Not only should people who have not accepted Christ hear the gospel, but for you to really understand the early church, the New Testament church, evangelists were people that went to churches to preach the gospel, because the gospel not only saves you, but it keeps you. So there's a reinforcement that took place back in the day, and they would proclaim the gospel just like you'd never heard it before in the early churches, and people would be like rejoicing and happy because they know they're saved and they believe the gospel. That's kind of how it goes. So the gospel gets that opportunity to not just to save you, but to sustain you, because it is the gospel that keeps you. Ooh, that is so good. Here it is, though. I want you to be aware of it. You can call us, or, in fact, you can also text us. We'll tell you why in a second, but you can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. So you can text that number. You can call the 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email. That's very safe, and there's nothing weird about that. People like to do that. David@hemustincrease.org. David, D-A-V-I-D. At, the little A with a circle around it, he must increase, from John 3:30, he must increase, I must decrease, .org, because we're a nonprofit corporation. That's why. So you can either call us, text us, or email us. So it doesn't matter whether you're in San Diego right now, it's 11:37 there. In Denver, it's 12:37. In Dallas, it's 1:37. In Detroit, it's 2:37. And I just happen to have good information that on Jupiter, nobody knows what time it is, because nobody's been there and nobody's read the clock there. Bottom line is, if you've got a praise report, this is a great place to share it. Not only do you not have to tell it well, I've been doing that for a long time, folks, not telling it well, but just letting the Holy Spirit take what's ever spoken and make it happen. You can just share what the Lord has done. It doesn't have to be Red Sea splitting open testimony. The littlest things are so important, where the Lord does those little graces. We actually, little graces are often called gracelets in the theological realm. So those little gracelets, like a bracelet, like you wear it, and it's like those little things the Lord does for you, it's so powerful. It's so reinforcing. And you start adding all those things up, and you find out that there's a whole bunch of them. If you've got one to share, it's awesome. It'll reinforce it in your own heart and mind. It'll bless other people who hear it. But most importantly, it will glorify the Lord. If you've got a prayer request, you got something going on. So we're going to be praying in a little bit for a couple of different people. We're going to be praying for Easton, and we're going to be praying for a gentleman named Jacob, a 23-year-old, who is a grandson of one of Will's friends. So we're going to be doing that as well, praying for him. But I want you to be aware, you can have something that's going on financial, relationship-wise, personal. If you got something going on and you want prayer, but you're not really comfortable sharing it, you can call us and tell us. I just need prayer. The Lord knows what it is. I just don't really want to give you all the details. Okay. We'll still pray. We petition the Lord. We ask the Lord. We have faith in the Lord. We offer mustard seed to the Lord. And we trust the Lord. And we do exactly what Jesus taught us to do. We pray with faith, because nothing is impossible to him that believes. And there's nothing impossible for the Lord to do. And we also surrender it, just like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, not mine, but thy will be done. That's what we pray, because you want God's will, not your will. Okay? Your will still got a little tainted in there. Let's make it God's will. Right? So we can do that. You can share about something that's going on. It's not really Kvetch Fest.
Yeah, I don't like all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, who does? Right? And even when it's going well, people are like, it's not going well. And when it's not going well, people are like, it's not going well. In fact, people mostly say it's not going well. That's fine. Plenty of shows that do that. We support that. Just on this show, we need a little bit of a break from all the goof. That's right. I call it goof. The goofy news. We just need a break from all that. Just need a break from all that stuff. And just like, you know, for a little bit, let's just rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. He said it twice. Wow, there must be a reason for that. So you can either call in, text in, or you can send an email. We are going to go to prayer to open up, and then we'll get into the teaching, which is some phenomenal, phenomenal teaching, which anytime you're in the Word, it's phenomenal. We're going to be in Psalm chapter 50, verse 7, for those who are trying to figure it out ahead. But I want to pray for Easton, my little guy, and Jacob. He's a 23-year-old. Will sent me a text. I'm not going to give too much information, but he was severely wounded in a very intense accident last night. So we're going to pray for Jacob and for Easton. So take your faith and join it with mine, and let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and we thank you and we praise you for all things. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You wrote that to us. You taught that to us. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, you teach us that. So we say thank you in everything because you're awesome, and your plan is perfect. Your way is the right way. And we want to follow your way. And we come before you with faith, with confidence, believing that your answers to prayers change the universe. So we ask you, Lord God, for Jacob, who was in a very intense accident last night, that you would give grace to that family that's there, the grandparents, the parents, and bring healing power into Jacob's body. He needs it, and he needs it now, Lord. Not later, now. And we're asking you for that. And I lift up my little guy, Easton, ask you in the name of Jesus that you would help him with his breathing. Lord, he's having a hard time breathing. Come on, Lord. You are the breath of life. Pour your breath of life into little Easton. And I just pray for these two and ask you by your grace, by your mercy, by your compassion, by your love, touch their bodies, touch their minds, touch their hearts. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Okay, that's the way how we rock and roll, get things going here in the show. We're going right into the teaching. We are in Psalm 51, and we are at verse 7. We are at verse 7. Get ready. Get ready. So we're in Psalm 50, verse 7. See, it's easy for me to make mistakes. I do it too. Here's what it says. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I will not reprove you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are continually before me. I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats out of your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. Wow. So I want you to understand what's being said. Super important. These are the kind of things that people read in the Psalms, and they think, oh, that's nice. And then you just skip by it. So I gotta make sure you catch this, because I didn't catch it the first 55 times I read it. As we're continuing in Psalm 50 with verse 7, the psalm is, of course, attributed to Asaph, who's portraying God as a righteous judge. The text says, Hear, O Israel, I testify against you. I am your God. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices. You see, Israel was diligent in their burnt offerings, but... Now, anytime somebody's talking to you and you hear the word but, the dictionary by Webster and the earlier versions before they tried to make everything really nice for people gave this definition for the word but. The word but means on the other hand. That's what it means. That's what but means. And so it's so funny because it's like, I'm your God. I don't rebuke you for your sacrifices. You know, you guys, but. God desires more than burnt offerings. You see, they were doing a pretty decent job at that point of offering burnt offerings, right? But God wants more. I got to say this really carefully. God wants more than those type of offerings. God wants more than that. And in fact, it even says it's the Holy One who presides over the universe declares, and he says this. He goes, I don't need your offerings. When they were offering, I don't need your bulls and goats because, and this is what it tells you why, because every beast of the forest is mine. See, the Lord reminds the people of Israel, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. Everything on Earth is mine, and I can claim it anytime I want. See, what's great about this is the Lord, he just, if you follow, he doesn't pull a lot of punches in this kind of thing. So he's saying, okay, Israel, I'm going to testify against you. Okay, I'm God. Okay, I'm not rebuking you for your sacrifices, but there's got to be more there. I won't even take the bull from your house nor the goats from your folds. Guess why? Because they're mine anyway. Every beast of the forest is mine, every cattle on a thousand hill. Verse 11, I know all the birds on the mountains and all the wild beasts of the fields are mine. Then he says this. He says, if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. For the world is mine and all its fullness. This is the Lord trying to make it clear. It's not the sacrifice that is making it awesome. God is trying to tell them, look, I got plenty of animals. I'm looking for people. And when he's saying that, he recognizes they're offering the animals as a motion of appreciation, but God wants them to go deeper. He wants more. He wants more from you. Listen, you can say all you want. I spend a ton of time with the Lord every day. He wants more from me. When is it enough? Never. Because in eternity, it'll be 24/7 forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. That's the goal. So the Lord says, if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. If I needed something, I wouldn't tell you. And this is the reason why. Because the world that you inhabit is mine. Now, there's a ton of people. This is Psalm 50, verse 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We'll do 14 when we come back from the trivia question. So listen to this. Regardless of what anyone says theologically, and I got to say this because I don't want you to miss this. This is hugely important. Regardless of what anybody says theologically, academically, politically, socially, or in any other realm of life. Can I say this again? Psalm 50. Look it. Listen to what I'm going to say, okay? I want you to not miss this, okay? Regardless of what anybody says theologically, academically, politically, socially, or in any other realm, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. No person owns anything on earth. Period. Oh, people are like, oh, no, I own my land. When Jesus comes back, you don't own your land. It's just that simple. You're not going to go get off my property. That ain't going to happen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. No person owns anything on earth. God gave us a limited time to work it, but he didn't give us the title. He provided a lease agreement. Get that? A lease agreement. What does that mean? It means there's an end time. Oh, whoa. Dave doing real estate. I mean, he must have been hanging out with Aunt Deb yesterday during a board meeting. Yeah, I guess so. All right, take a deep breath. Here comes our first trivia question. Who is this person? These are five really good ones, but the fourth one's super tough. Who is this person? An angel called me blessed. I was highly favored and chosen among women. Who am I? Am I Mary, Sarah, or Esther? The angel called me blessed, highly favored. Highly favored among women. Oh, highly, highly favored. Gabriel was kind of nice about the whole thing. There you go. And my firstborn is the one. Who am I? Am I Mary, am I Sarah, or am I Esther? Okay, I will give you these references. Luke 1, John 2, and Matthew 12. That should help you. All right, if you think you know the answer, by the way, you can reach out to us and give us a ringy-dingy because the phone does work, and probably somebody should call so we can make sure the phone works. 972-9-7-2-4-4-5-0-7-7-0. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Also, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website, give you a chance to call. I want to make sure you understand on the website there is some very, very cool stuff. We got a big announcement coming tomorrow. Officially, no, now, as of now, it will be tomorrow's announcement. Yes, it is good news. It's good news. It's good news. I'll just say that. But I do want you to be aware that on the website is a ton of stuff to go on the website and have fun. Nobody tracks you. Nobody does anything weird. We don't know you visited. You can do, if you have a prayer request, you can fill out a form. If you have a praise report, you can fill out a form. You can keep it private, make it public. It's up to you. Do what you want. You're totally entitled. There's even a free chapter of the book that I wrote on the website. There's a lot of stuff up there. Plus, there's a place to give, and we think giving's good because that's how we do ministry, because without it, we can't do it. It's just that simple, okay? Our scripture for today, Luke 6:38, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And that comes from God. So when you give to God, and he brings it back for you. See that? Okay. All right, check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Sitting on the Ritz! Sitting on the Ritz!
That's sitting on the Ritz for those that people don't know. You see, these are all in my line. This is what I grew up with. Just in case you're wondering, I know every nuance of this. That's Dr. Frankenstein. Okay, you just have to know the whole thing. Angel called me blessed. My firstborn changed the world. I mean, my firstborn was one. And I was called highly favored among women. Who am I? Am I Mary, Sarah, or Esther? Somebody is ready to answer the trivia question? Let's send them on through the phone. Wow, it's working. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to? Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to? And are you sure the phones are working? Hello? Hello? Okay, try and call back. Okay. So funny. I know the phones work, so we'll just have that person call back. That happens, okay? All right. Again, the trivia question. We'll just give it one more shot there for people. And if that person wants to call right back, we'll just take them on. And that's the angel called me blessed. I was highly favored among women, and that my firstborn, he was the one. Am I Mary, Sarah, or Esther? 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Back to the text we go, and we only have a limited amount of time, so here we go. Here's what the rest of the text says, okay? I'm going to make sure you stay on top of this. So here's what the Lord says. I know all the birds on the mountains and all the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all its fullness. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? No. Verse 14. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. So what we find out is that God wants us to offer thanksgiving with everything else we give him, which we're going to rehash next week because we're going to take the caller who's waiting on the phone, correct? Send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who am I talking to?
This is Diane that you're talking to.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We got about 1 minute, so I'm going to give you the trivia question, and then you can tell us what the answer is, okay?
Okay.
All right. An angel, who is this person? An angel called me blessed. My firstborn was the one, and I was highly favored among women. Am I Mary, Sarah, or Esther? Who am I?
You are Mary.
That is correct, Amanda! Absolutely, positively correct, Amundo. Excellent job. Very, very
Thank
good.
You.
You are more than welcome. It's a blessing to have you call into the show.
And it's a blessing to talk to you.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. I appreciate that. I'm sorry you had a little phone trouble there. Because yesterday we had no phones yesterday, so I'm glad they're at least working.
Awesome. You have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. See? All right. So next week we're going to rehash on this, what God wants you to offer with these sacrifices. And really what it is Thanksgiving. Okay? We are encouraging everybody, if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, if you're in Detroit, go to HeMustIncrease.org. If you're in Dallas, hang out. The next hour is going to be lights out fantastic. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
I want you to catch something because for some reason the church feels the need to over answer cultural changes that take place. Look at Jesus. He didn't care about anyone's opinion. That's what it says right there. Says, and you do not care about anyone's opinion. Jesus didn't go, yes, I do. No, he didn't. He didn't. He never, because he didn't. That's exactly right. He is true. So they said, we know that you are true and teach the way of God. That's alethes, which means speaking the truth completely, nothing hidden, being real. He teaches the way of God correctly. That's alethes, which is the case is according to the fact, and doesn't care about anyone's opinion. The Greek word here literally means does not look at people's faces. In other words, when you're doing radio, I can't see faces except for Captain Chris, okay? I can't see if your face is giving approval or denial. Because the only way that happens is by text or phone or whatever the case may be. When an actor acts, they can look on stage and see with the audience if there's approval. Jesus didn't seek people's facial approvals. He didn't care. And you think, well, no, he cared plenty. No, he cared about the mission to save the lost. He didn't care about those who were going to reject in the capacity that he sought their approval. He never sought their approval. He didn't live for people's positive responses to him. He walked at the pleasure of the Father. Whatever the Father wanted him to do or say, that's what he did. Which is when you'll hear me say, we do it for the author and not the audience. Because I think some of you people are literally some of the nicest people I have ever met in my human journey. But you still don't have a heaven to put me in. And that's what it comes down to. And I know it says, that sounds so, you know, harsh or whatever. It's like, are you serious? Okay. If the Lord tarries and I die, you are not going to help me. I just don't really know the way to say it. You know what I'm saying? And so I want you guys to catch that. To catch. This is why Jesus was so different. It's because he spoke the truth. He said it according to what the truth was. And he didn't seek people's approval in sharing. He just was like, look, I'm telling you exactly what the Father told me to say. This is exactly how the Spirit's leading me, exactly what the Father wants to be said. And then you look at that and you go, ooh, how about us?